from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
To man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
He's back! What's up, my man? Oh, boy, y'all are something else. Look at Stymie. Hey, Spadoni, thanks for having my back. You guys did a fabulous job. Stoddy, I just want to commend you. Seriously, man.
People
don't know what's going on in my life, but I was down. I had a bug. And I'm telling you, when I popped on the show and you had my back at the beginning, that's all I asked for is just, but I had to log in and go Kevin Durant. I got some personal stuff. Where the F you? I'm down. I'm fighting for my life.
I hope you kept some receipts. I was doing the show. I was starting to take notes of... Of the people trying to stick it to you,
Spadoni, but
I
have my back too.
I ran out of paper.
Hey, slow down now, no further. But I will tell you this, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting personal. I'm just taking it as a, you know what? They miss me. You know what I mean? Because I don't think the Thursday thing is real. It's just
a hell of a coincidence.
Adam's apple almost came out there.
Did you?
Whoa! What's that?
I got to tell you.
No, I'm looking.
So I said it's a hell of a. You said, you know, it's something, and Kay looked at Spadone and goes,
did he really do it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, if we did some goo analytics, maybe a couple. But anyway, I'm back. What you got?
Oh, man. I mean, we can just run down the list right now. Joe Lacob talked to Tim Kawakami. We got all that sound.
All of it, man.
We're going to get into. We played one piece of Draymond Green sound yesterday, but of course, there's more from the Jeff Teague podcast. We got the Niners, day three of camp coming up.
No Trent, no, and Ayuk still in the same situation.
Yeah, and how you feeling about your San Francisco Giants?
This weekend I'm shopping for a flag, but a white one.
A white flag, Jolly Roger.
The white one.
Okay. I'm off, I'm out.
Nick Ahmed to hit that home run after you tied up, thinking, you know what? We got some momentum. For that to be the guy to give you the lead, Stoney, it's a wrap. It's a ram.
All right.
And I don't know what the future holds. It's about prospects. I read as I was bedridden, I read Baggerly's piece in The Athletic.
Okay.
But Stoney, they still paid the high price for this payroll, and they'll still pay the penalty of the taxes or whatnot. But you better get some prospects if you sell. But who the hell had the Giants selling by next Tuesday? It's not on air. We don't got it on tape.
No.
Ernie Chavez can produce it if you actually have
it. Wow, Ernie.
If you said it.
Ernie, God.
Big E.
Ernie, find something, because this fish is stinking from the head up, down, and sideways.
Boy, oh boy.
As our main man Priest would say.
Did you hear Flem this morning with the roast?
No.
He's always positive, but this was Spadoni, I guess I could call it somber. He would.
That's BS, man.
Yeah, we love you, Flynn, but man, Stoney, the Giants right now just, they're not it.
No.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
Who's that?
Flynn!
Oh, that was Flynn.
Yeah, 11 for 54 since the All-Star break. The Giants are collectively with runners and scoring position. I don't care if Jesus is on the mound. If that's what you got at the plate, you ain't winning much.
They're 2-5 since the break, so they got the pedal to the metal.
Three of those were against the Rockies.
Well, that's a good team. They're improving.
Doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah.
With, the Rockies. You said seven innings. You were just having fun.
No, it's where did I hear that?
It's nine innings, I thought.
Of course it is.
49er Frankie got hot. I said, Stoney said seven. He, oh, boy. I said, I'll deliver.
I heard that from... Yeah, I heard that from a guy yesterday. It couldn't have been right.
Yeah. Were you in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that.
I was in a couple cafeterias.
Consider the source.
So, I mean, let's get into some Joe Lacob sound and where are we at with the Golden State Warriors, and where are we at with the timetable of Steph Curry? Where are we at with this team being a contender? Tim Kawakami asked Joe Lacob a lot of stuff, and where do you want to start? Give me, you know, there's a lot going on with the Warriors. Give me something to start it off.
Klay Thompson, what he thought, how good, the whole, I won't call it fiasco, but Klay Thompson leaving, Stoney, what went into that?
Okay, let's start with Joe Lacob beginning to take us through the Klay Thompson negotiations.
You know, we made an offer to him in the fall, substantially higher than what he ultimately did wind up signing for. So I thought it was very fair, if not more than fair at the time. We're trying to anticipate what the market is for him. We're trying to be really fair to him and recognize him for who he is. And so we did that, and you know, that was not acceptable to them. That's their choice. At that point, you know, we're sort of have to go to free agency. We told them get closer to that day and see how the team forming, see how we do this year, and see how the team forming process was going. And we were doing that. But you know, to be frank and honest, Klay made the decision prior to the beginning of free agency. That he, and he informed us of it, that his intention was to not come back.
Mm. All right. So what does that tell me? It tells me that the reporting was pretty accurate. That tells me that two-year, $48 million offer was probably right on the money. I think Shams Charania reported that of The Athletic, and Lacob did not refute that. Klay turned it down last fall, and then what happened was they played out the season, and before free agency started, Goo, according to Joe Lacob, Klay said, "You know what, guys, I'm out."
Yeah,
I believe it all. I believe
I'm out.
Everything that Joe Lacob said there.
I do too. It still doesn't, you know, take away the pain that you, especially now with, and we'll get into it, what I deem the state of the Warriors moving forward. Stoney, I don't know if there's going to be any more banners. I'm rooting, but I kind of could see and want to see Klay a part of the big three. Now it's the big two. We'll get into Draymond later, but at the end of the day, that's how it went, and me getting mad about the golf tournament or the golf outing that didn't produce a contract offer or closure. Klay knew what it was, but what I want to just call everybody out on, everybody, all basketball fans, we all got hoodwinked, Stoney.
Well, I did.
That 30 for and going to Orlando or 30 being a reality, when it was all said and done, the Warriors, the offer he turned down, Stoney, Klay Thompson did it. That was as great as it got for him on the open market. And I do wonder, again, we know he's financially taken care of, but I do wonder if that eats at him. But there were times in shows collectively that we thought when he had got hot, maybe Orlando will come out with 30 milli, maybe Philly. But Stoney, Joe Lacob and the Warriors offered him the most. He did not bite.
They offered him the most a year ago. Yeah. A year ago. Doesn't sound like they offered him anything because they never even had a chance to this offseason. So, Okay, yeah. That's the starting point. Now, he got into a lot of detail here. There's two other ones, and here's some more expansion from Joe Lacob.
He felt he needed, for a variety of reasons, to have a fresh start. You know, he put a lot of pressure on himself to be the player he always, you know, was in the past, and perhaps he didn't feel like he was living up to that, or he felt the pressure of the situation. I don't know. I just don't know. You'd have to ask him. But he made the decision he wanted to move on, which surprised us a little bit, to be frank. But I'm a believer that these guys earn their stripes. They earn the ability to be free agents if they want. They put in the time. It's their life. What makes them happy? I would love if Clay had been a Warrior for life. And under a fair and equitable basis, we wanted to try to achieve that very badly. We did achieve it with Draymond, a different situation. Steph's under contract, so you know we felt we were on path to do that. It just didn't work out. And there's no sense rehashing who offered what, when, and all that. We all know the basics of the situation. And I think he's happy for now with his choice. And we had to move on and accept that.
Well, all right. Anything jump out at you there, Goo?
And it's not bad. I didn't come in here to, you know, throw bombs, but it's kind of funny. He said he felt like, you know, and I feel like I'm my own Jedi when it comes to people. When he said, now why would you do that? Come on now.
Just looking at my guys over there.
When he said Clay probably didn't think he lived up to it, you're also saying you didn't know he didn't live up to it too, from your vantage point. That's no shade. We all saw it. And that was part of Clay's deal, fighting the ghost of what he once was out there.
Yeah, what stuck out a little bit to me there was Joe Lacob said he was surprised again that Clay left. So that makes two people who left in the last 2 years apparently caught him by surprise. And it felt like the whole year last year, Bob Myers was a big theme. 2 years ago was a big theme. And I mean, if you watched it from the outside, you felt like, you know, this may be it for Bob Myers. And then Joe Lacob said he kind of didn't see it coming. And then this year we watch Clay and we all know that something's going on, but we can't put our finger on it. And he turned down a $48 million 2 year offer and played the year, and then he left. And I wonder how sincere Joe is about that, how surprised he really was, or is that just something he's saying, though I don't know why he would say it.
Now, you have his phone number in your phone. He's a legend. I'm stealing from Bonte. He eats for free in the Bay, Joe Lacob. But Stani, that is the second time, and I wonder, a guy as smart as Joe Lacob, do you think he could really have that mechanism to his personality to where he really is surprised when the average bear like myself, or bears, I'll put you in there too, kind of like, how could you miss that? You know what I mean? How could that slip past a guy so sharp like cheddar cheese?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can miss it. I don't know.
Because the Bob Myers one blew me away. But Stani, I'm believing him. I'm taking him at his word. He's surprised.
It feels like he still thought they had a shot at it. So when the season ended, you know, the Warriors could have negotiated at any point. But clearly at that point, Joe Lacob said, we told Clay we had to move on. Or not move on, but there were other things we had to deal with, and we'd get back to him. And this is the one, though, about Clay Thompson.
Before you hit play. Okay, if that is the case, and we are doing it, Stani, we're taking Joe at his word, shouldn't somebody in his camp come to him and say, hey, Joe, look, Bob is really, this is real. Just like the president has his people come talk, shouldn't he have somebody delegated for that to let him know really what time it is?
I mean,
in case you're oblivious to it?
I mean, he's the owner, and he'd been working pretty much hand-in-hand with Myers for 8-10 years.
Yeah.
Similarly, he's the owner, and he says, you know, he's got pretty good relationships with all the players. So I don't know. But here's a couple details that Joe Lacob did wrap up about the money and what was on the table, et cetera.
As free agency was beginning, was that offer on the table?
The offer from last fall you're referring to?
Yeah.
No, that's clear. That was an offer in the fall, and no. We were in the process of developing an offer. But we really couldn't do that. He knew that without sort of seeing how a lot of different chips things were happening. We had a lot of things going on, you know, Chris Paul contract. We didn't know what was going to happen with all those things. So I think it's common sense for anybody to understand that you're juggling a lot of balls and they all have to make sense. But, you know, he made the choice a little early. He made it for us, right? He made it for us. And it's not what we wanted, but it happened.
There it is.
Wow. And so Clay said it's a wrap. And Wynn told him. So I was like, what about the communication, the lack of communication? Clay Wynn told him.
You know what else it sounds to me like is Klay Thompson told him he was out before he ever knew where he was going.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe I'm wrong. And then, of course, the point that Joe Lacob essentially acknowledged is, no, the two-year, $48 million offer from a summer ago wasn't on the table this year. It wasn't. He had a chance.
Can I ask you, where did he go?
What do you mean?
For somebody like Clay, why did it evaporate? Do you think really because of his play?
I think because they were in a different circumstance. Yeah. I think they signed Draymond Green to a four-year, $100 million deal. At that point, they said, well, can we keep Clay in the fold for a little bit? They made an offer to Clay that they thought was fair.
Yeah. And it ended up being that.
What?
2 for 4. What he got, 60. That was more than fair, the 24.
It was more than fair.
Now that the dust settled.
In terms of what he ended up getting.
Right.
But if you're Klay Thompson, you know, this isn't that, to me, dissimilar than Ayuk and Trent Williams. Trent Williams wants a new contract. Guess what? He's going to get one probably before Ayuk. So if Draymond Green's getting 4 for 100 and they come to Klay with 2 for 48, I can understand why Klay would be like, what, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Me?
Yeah,
you know, I've been who I am. I came back from injury. I trying to get myself back, and you gave that guy $100 million.
Wow!
And you're offering me half that. I could completely see Clay in that situation. That bothered Clay. I gotta believe
for
that
you Draymond to go say got it's a wrap. Yeah,
that Draymond got what he. I mean.
What about Draymond saying he did the organization a favor?
Yeah. Well,
I got to bite my... Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play some of that. We got so much sound today.
Let me slow down.
Here we go. Let's get into it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there anything Joe Lacob said about the Klay Thompson situation that you're not buying? Or when you hear from Joe Lacob, do you feel like... That's the story, and I understand it from all points of view. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I don't think the Warriors really wanted him back. I think they wanted him back only on their terms.
Right.
And that's another thing to me that's a difference between Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. I mean, it felt like with Draymond, they just wanted him back. Because they didn't think they could reach a certain level without him, and the money became secondary. Mm. They just needed him back. But this year, the money became primary, and they didn't really want Klay Thompson back. It sounds to me like they would have loved to get him back at about $15 million.
Yeah.
And
that wasn't going to happen.
That wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and... Let's be honest. Put the right on the table early, brought to you by Adco Stani. When it comes to anything Golden State Warriors related, the two bombs and the words that I constitute as bombs came out of the mouth of Steph Curry. And I hear Joe Lacob in a different place than Steph Curry and Draymond Green. I know we'll get to that later. But the bottom line is I'm hearing Joe talk, and I'm taking him at his word. But, Stani, when I watch a team not make the playoffs and add what they added – and who knows, maybe they do get marketing, but every day that goes by, I think that's less likely. I just can't get fired up, and I'm Dr. Optimistic when your best player saying what he's saying from Paris. It doesn't match Joe Lacob's outlook, and I know we'll get into more sound if you kind of give me that. Joe feels pretty good about where they're at.
At least that's what he's saying. Mm. That's what he's saying. I don't know. Do you believe him? I... I can't believe he thinks... I don't think he thinks they're in a great spot.
All right, okay.
I think he's always optimistic, and he always looks at his team from the positive side. But, I mean, how optimistic can you be right now if you're a Warrior fan and you just watched Clay walk away, you just heard Draymond talking like he's the general manager, and now you have the money man, the guy that absolutely is more important than anybody else, saying, I don't want to be a bottom feeder, and I'm not going to be a bottom feeder, but I don't think that's going to happen. But it's the same guy that 2 weeks ago said things change quickly in the NBA. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, some of the things he said. We're going to get into a lot more sound on the other side right now. Let me play this one, too.
Right.
Because this is the one where, okay, you said it feels like Lacob and Steph are on a little different time frame.
Yes, sir.
Here's what Lacob said. He was asked about the window, the Golden State Warriors window and Steph's window.
I do view that our window is a little longer than people think, though, if there's such thing as a window. But with respect to Steph, let's just say, if that's what we're talking about, I think the window's probably longer than some people, you know, give it credit for. He's in remarkable shape. I do not see some big slowdown from Steph here. In fact, I would argue he's one of the best players on the Olympic team. I don't see it closing any, you know, time that soon. We all have to understand that Father Time is undefeated, and eventually that'll be the case. But we don't look at it, honestly, like it's a window this year. It has to be this year. Like, what can we do all in? We're always trying to make our team as absolutely good as it can be, because we're trying to win championships. We won in 22 and they said we couldn't. I think we can win this next year. I think it's possible. So, you know, whether it's like as our team as it sits today, or maybe as the year starts and we decide we need to add a little more and the opportunity comes across to do that, we will. But I think we're always trying to make the team as good as possible, and I don't think it's a, you know, 6 month window. I think the window's bigger than that.
See, that to me is interesting. That to me is interesting. I know a lot of it's probably owner speak, but here's what hits me on this one. And Warrior fans, I'd love to know what you think about it. What I heard is, look, Steph Curry's going to play for at least two or three more years. So it doesn't have to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go all in this year if it's a move that we don't think is going to help us long term and short term enough. He's like, it doesn't have to be this year. I just find that pretty interesting.
But Curry said the exact opposite when he said,
"Did he?
You know, for him to come up, Steph Curry, Steiny, that is." With bottom feeder,
mm-hmm.
There's nobody that could tell me he wasn't talking about how they finished last year. So if you're telling me Lacob is looking at it from a perspective of, you know what, we don't got to go all in this year, you back that up with a subpar season. That's exactly what Steph was trying to avoid, and he put the caveat of, if you're happy being a bottom feeder. So I guess I didn't hear urgency from Joe. And maybe he's hour or days away knowing they're about to facilitate, pull off a trade.
Well, not if Draymond doesn't want it.
I got to be careful here. Let me know when we're getting to that.
Okay.
I got to pace myself. I think sure. I had food poisons, Donnie.
I'm sorry?
I think I had food poison.
Ah.
You can never prove it, but that's what was going on, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Can you remember the last time you had no control over your bowel movements?
Because sure.
that was me.
Of course.
Boss was like, "Can you do?" I was like, "I can't control
oh.
that."
Yeah. Oh, he gave you grief.
No, he was there for me.
Yeah,
Spadoni filled in. How was it with Spadoni?
Dynamite.
Yeah,
it was great.
Spadoni.
A lot of people thought it was father and son combo yesterday.
Wow, Stoddy don't have a stash though.
I can't grow a mustache.
Oh, come on.
I have no facial hair issues.
Well,
I
mean, you have some. So you got the shadow.
If I don't shave for 3 days, you probably won't notice. Right.
You're like me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a 5 o'clock shadow guy at all.
I'm out.
Yeah, so Curry is, you know, to me,
man.
Steph Curry said, and we'll play some of that too, is we don't have to, you know, I know you can't win it every year, but you know, you and I disagree on a little something, that is, I don't think Steph thinks 46 wins is necessarily a bottom feeder.
See, I'm blown away because I'm going to the bottom line. What did that 46? You're right. It's not 500. What did that get you? It didn't get you to the playoffs.
Well,
so you could sing Kumbaya 46-47, but if you're not playing marquee playoff games, I think, would you give me this before we go to break?
Hmm.
Those two perspectives do not match to me. Those two outlooks. The Curry quotes and Joe Lacob's sit down with Tim Kawakami. And maybe it's just owner speak. What's he supposed to say? Oh, the sky's falling. We're in trouble.
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing Joe Lacob went on to say, and we'll hit it all, was that, you know, he made a point of saying, you know, last year we won more games than we did the year before. But the West was a bear, and the West was really tough. But, you know, we won 40. He said it like a true PR guy. We won 46 games, and we should have won 50. Mm. If Draymond Green wouldn't have... So, clearly he thinks they're a 50-win team, and clearly he thinks they may be better next year, replacing Clay with the guys that they replaced him with, and in addition to Chris Paul.
And I told you that if they don't make a move, I could see it happening. Fitz joined us, but that was with Clay staying.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Man, there's a lot of more, a lot more sound coming up, and a lot of it's juicy. There's one thing about Curry's contract extension to me that jumped out of the speaker, and I'll tell you what that is on the other side. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
Many conversations I've had with Steph, and I'm pretty close to Steph. We talk a lot. We have a great relationship. I think he's very comfortable with the path of the franchise and how hard we do try to put a great, as good a product on the court as we can.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There you go. Joe Lacob says Steph's comfortable. That's important. That's important.
He didn't sound comfortable.
Who?
Steph.
Well, we had to read the quote, so we're not really sure.
Estimated eyes up real quick, starting on the YouTube chat. Goo, I'm your biggest fan. Kind of hit me.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, don't... Just say you had a little flu. You don't need any details. We know what that... We know what it all means.
You know I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know that. Hey, by the way, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. That means if you call in and talk about sports... You'll be coming in through the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. Man, a lot of stuff's popped out the last 2 days Warrior-related. So here's the one that hit me.
Lay it on me.
And I got to set it up. On August 6th, the Golden State Warriors can offer Steph Curry a contract extension for one season, okay? He is under contract for this year, 2024-25, for next year, 25-26, and they can offer him a one-year extension for the year 2026 and 2027, and it would be a maximum contract for upwards of about $64 million, which would be the most he's ever made in any year in the NBA.
Damn.
All right. So, just talk while I look for this sound real quick.
Oh, yeah, now I'm getting other people saying they're my biggest fan. Sidecar Tommy, it's all good, baby. Man, they know how to pick you up when you're down, Stoney.
Okay.
All right.
This is Joe Lacob asked about the possibility of Steph getting that one-year extension on August 6th. This is the one that I want to talk about with you, Goo.
We have not discussed it. He's busy right now, and he should stay busy and focused on that with the Olympics. But if he wants to talk about that, that's up to him. If he wants to talk about that this summer, he's not said that at all. But if he wants to, we'll certainly entertain that discussion. I would not anticipate, let's put it this way, Steph Curry, I fully anticipated to be a Warrior for life. I thought Clay was going to be too, but I was wrong. But I think, you know, Steph has been, what he's meant to this franchise is tremendous. It's every intention of ours to see him play as long as he wants to play and as long as he is able to play at the level that he's continued to play. And he's in incredible shape, so I have no reason to believe that he couldn't play quite a bit longer.
All right, so wow. this is the one that to me is a little bit puzzling. And here's why. You say that you want Steph Curry to retire a Golden State Warrior. You say he'll be around. Our plan, I can't see it, never could see him leave. We want him to retire here. Then he says, if Steph wants to talk about that, that's up to him. Can I ask a question? Why wouldn't the Golden State Warriors approach Steph and say, can we lock you up for the 2026-2027 year? Why would the Warriors not move on that if they're sincere about wanting him to finish his career with the Warriors?
I can't believe you are a little bit perplexed. I feel like that to me, and the fact that Curry hasn't let them know or notified them, hey, we need to talk. In a crazy world, Scott, you might want to send me to Napa State. I got a feeling maybe this thing couldn't happen. And they want to kick to, who would call the other party to say, hey, can I pay you and give you 61 milli? Like, is there a scenario that Steph has made so much money, he knows what time it is, there's no urgency on his part? Because it's twofold to me. Why hasn't Steph notified him, hey, we need to have a conversation? But if I'm Joe Lacob, I don't want that phone to ever ring. I'm like, I'm going to give you the money, but you got to tap me on the shoulder to let me know you want it, if that makes sense. What does Curry benefit by not saying on August 6th, give me my chicken? And that's a week, just days away. So I'm starting to think, is Curry going to be like,
I guess what I'm saying is like, what, you know, one of the things that people have assumed is, oh, blank check. Curry, blank check. Blank check for Curry. Yeah. Well,
but you got nothing on the door.
Why haven't the Warriors said to Steph, hey, on August 6th, we want to pay you. Like, we want to extend you. We want you to retire a Warrior. Uh-huh. This is the first step, the first thing we can do to get you that extra year. Here it is. You want to sign for $64 million in 2026, 2027. Like, why is it? I mean, I get he wants Steph to say, hey, I want it.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you make it clear to Steph that it's there for him? That, to me, would be the sign to Curry that
I'm a lifer.
Yeah. And you know what? And by the way, Joe, if I'm Steph, you know, I'm not holding it against you, but you said Clay was going to retire here.
Yeah.
Now he isn't retiring here. So why aren't you coming to me and saying, hey, how about signing that third year?
I'm a Taurus.
I don't get it.
I should know your zodiac sign. I don't, Steiny. I think you're Pisces.
Libra.
Okay, Libra. That's Pops. But are you telling me maybe Stephen could be on the phone with Aisha? Just making a note that these mofos ain't even called me about that. Would you take that some kind of way, or is that too big of a reach? Because I do, on the Guru computer, make a parallel with the Trent Williams. You knew we could play this card. Why wouldn't you get at him? So this wouldn't happen unless the big fella just stay home. We'll make it look like it's a contract thing. We'll work it out, and then you show up when it's money time.
I mean, obviously, there's about 10 days till August 6th. And on August 5th, the Warriors could go, Steph, let's get this thing done for the third year.
Simple as that.
But this is the part, 415 on the Xfinity mobile text line. The Warriors have probably already told Steph that they're ready to talk when he is. No, that's not what Lacob said. Lacob said they haven't talked, but if it's something Steph wants to talk about,
why wouldn't he?
We would entertain it. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys make of that? Because I really don't know what to make of it.
And I'll say, yeah, go ahead. I'll say this to you. Whatever I'm doing, Nahegan, if I'm due 61 milli, I'm not that busy. You can call me.
64.
I'll pick up 64 and I'll answer. 60 M's? I'm available. Player.
I mean, the other thing, like, what? Let me ask Warrior fans this. What would possibly be the reason why Steph Curry wouldn't want to sign on the dotted line right now for 2026-2027 for $64 million? Why would... I mean, unless there's something going on, which I don't think there is, if I'm Joe Lacob, I would just expect that he wants it to such a degree that I would approach him and be like, how do you want to do this? You want to just sign on the dotted line August 6th? I mean, is it possible that... You know what? Maybe Steph doesn't, I don't want to say run the organization like people think he does, but maybe all Joe Lacob said, yeah, if that's something that he wants, we'll entertain it. He didn't say, well, if Steph wants it, it'll be done tomorrow. Maybe the Warriors might not want to sign him to that third year right now.
But I can't understand
why Steph wouldn't want it.
I have nothing for you except maybe Steph is trying to, but this would be an expensive message, $64 million message of, I'm not signing that till I see what you guys are doing around here. But who would want that? That's too expensive to send that message, right? And bypass that payday?
I don't know. I mean, 209, doesn't he have two more years left? Why negotiate an extra year for a guy in his mid-30s who has 2 years left? Well, then you know what? Then say that if you're talking about Joe Lacob's side.
Then he's not a lifer.
I mean, the all I'm saying is if the owner's saying we want him to retire here, well, then
call him.
Call him and say, well, let's get you one more year because that brings us closer to our goal of having you retire a Golden State Warrior. But I'm not sure that All Joe Lacob said was, "We'll entertain it."
Yeah. The 408
entertain it
on the on the text line says it's not August 6th yet. Why is this even a conversation? If he doesn't get extended, then we can start asking questions. But I feel what you're saying. Like,
I'm going to ask him right now because Joe Lacob was just asked about it, and he said what he said, which is, hey, if Steph wants to talk about that, he can get in touch with us. But you want him to retire here, so why wouldn't you get in touch with him? That's all I'm asking. 888-957-9570. And listen, Joe Lacob's never going to say it, but maybe they have reluctance about giving him $64 million when he's 38 or 39. And I would actually understand that.
But with Steph, imagine what we've heard thus far, and then you put this into the equation or the stew. Good Lord.
Yeah, I
nobody wants that.
If somebody can explain it to me, I'm all ears at 888-957-9570 is the number. Sweet Chuck on the YouTube chat, exactly, Steiny. Lacob didn't say he didn't want to offer him an extension now. You're quoting on some things, but what he did say isn't good enough. Yeah, that's just, it popped out to me.
Yeah, and you got me thinking.
Now, if Steph wants to come talk to us, we'll entertain it.
And he didn't
entertain it.
Wow.
Hey. Wow. Okay. You'll entertain it. Okay. Yeah. That's great. And maybe that fits under, and we've kind of gone back and forth on this already before the show. The part about the thing I always say, and I laugh. They're just players.
He proven that to be fictitious.
Why?
Because Day-Day told us.
Well, maybe he's actually proving that they're just players because deep down, he doesn't want to give Steph $64 million in 2 years from now.
Well, but again, what did you say? We're 10 days away. We'll find out then. But if you're going to say he's going to be a lifer, And he, you know, the way that he said it, Stoney, you know, you got to pay, you got to break off this cash. Like, this is a no-brainer.
And the other thing is, okay, so is there any way Steph wouldn't want that extension right now? And for the life of me, I can't think of one.
Then why hasn't he reached out?
Now, some people may say, well, Steiny, maybe he doesn't want to sign that third year so as to protect himself if the team starts to become a bottom feeder. Then he can become a free agent at the end of 2 years instead of three.
That's a lot of Geico.
And I would answer it this way. But isn't but the minute Steph Curry says, you know what, that's enough. We're not good enough. I want out. They're going to move him. They're not going to not be able to move him because he's got one more year left on his deal, unless he's completely washed in a year, which I don't expect at all. So I don't know.
This date has become exciting for me.
Yeah, Larry Markkanen is another part of this.
Do you think that's dead, or if there's still reports that it still could happen?
Well, I mean, I think what obviously has happened is Draymond Green entered the fray.
We was just about to make some trades last week, and I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
That is so hypocritical.
What do you mean?
When you drove down to the boss's house and had dinner or whatever, and you signed that $400 for $100, you should have known right then that wasn't better, the best for the future of the team, but you signed your name and you're getting paid. How hypocritical is that for you to double back and say you nixed the trade? Because now it ain't about you playing. It's about you worried about the Warriors' future, and you're the biggest problem on the books about the Warriors' future. How do you not have the mechanism to not stab people that you work for in the back? How dare you say that? Who are you? So now he's part of the front office, Steiny. I told him this ain't better for the best thing for the future, and fans are clamoring for right now. Oh my goodness. Oh my, this is incredible. How can you not know? You should not say that. And you are not Steph Curry. So if the chef is not going to say it, how the hell can you?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's about all I got left, Donnie. Man. It's just principles, man.
Yeah, that's that
I'm
was
good now. Can you play it one more time for me?
Sure. Sure. This is Draymond Green talking about running the Golden State organization.
We was just about to make some trades last week, and I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
After I got my chicken, $400 that just blew everybody away. But now you're concerned about the future. What bothers me too, partner?
Yes, sir.
I know you're looking at me like you are.
No.
Is, did they actually listen to him?
Well.
That's the rat on the table for me. Does he got that much power? And he said, like, so he just told the world the playbook. How can you not, even if you wanted to say that, man?
I mean, I said this to you before the show.
Oh, man.
I mean, when Mark Willard came in for the crossover yesterday, you know, he said something.
I missed it.
He nailed it. And it was, you just can't throw it. Front office under the bus like that. I mean, you just can't. I don't know.
It was last week they almost made a trade. Last week.
Trades up. Trades up.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I don't know.
That's
a guy
that's untouchable, man. He feels like he... The Draymond Lacob, Stoddy, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. 888-957-9570. What do you think about what Draymond said? what Draymond said about telling the front office, yeah, that's a bad trade. It's good for me, though, but, you know, it's not about me.
Oh, man.
I'm a caretaker of this team's future. I don't know. It's kind of hitting me some kind of way, too, like you do.
Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You're absolutely right. So,
man.
So, to recap, you got Steph Curry saying he's not sticking around on a bottom feeder just to stick around on a bottom feeder. He also throws in there he wants to be a Warrior for life. He doesn't see them being a bottom feeder. And whether that means he thought the 46th win team was a bottom feeder or not, I don't know. But he ain't sticking around for a bottom feeder. So then Draymond Green the next day says, we had a deal, according to Draymond, it would have helped me. And I think what he's saying there, too, is it might have helped us this year, but it wouldn't have been good long term.
Man, oh, man.
Well, wait a minute. What's the organizational strategy at this point? Is it to try to give Steph the best chance to win? Well, then, we all know that if that's the way you want to go, you probably will have to make some sacrifices down the road.
Yes.
It's not personally what I would do, but if the Warriors do it, they would be sending a message, hey, look, we still think we got action. We're going to get a player right now who can help us, and we're acknowledging that it's a risk down the line. That's what they would be doing. And Draymond said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That wouldn't be good long term. Well, what about Steph?
That's the only guy that should be empowered to be able to talk about it like that. But Dre is Dre. Wow.
So, lastly, and you want to jump into the conversation, we can do that for sure at 888-957-9570. Quite frankly, Warrior fans, what do you make of it all? But here's Joe Lacob responding to Tim Kawakami when he was asked about, hey, did you hear Steph's comments about, I want to be a Warrior for life, but I don't want to be a bottom feeder?
Certainly from many conversations I've had with Steph, and I'm pretty close to Steph. We talk a lot. We have a great relationship. I think he's very comfortable with the path of the franchise and how hard we do try to put a great, as good a product on the court as we can.
All right, so he says Steph's comfortable. And then he did address this, the whole idea of wasting Steph Curry's end of career.
It matters to me every bit as much as it matters to our fans for Steph. I don't ever want to be not trying or be bad or be laissez-faire about trying to win. I think people, I hope, understand from the time we as a group have bought this team, 14 years going on 15 now, it's hard to believe.
Yep.
We've tried to be competitive, you know, as much as we can.
All right. So there's Joe Lacob. More Joe Lacob talking to Tim Kawakami. Real good stuff, hitting all the pertinent points, hitting all the touchstones for this season and what's coming up and where this team's at. But I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, this team's in disarray, because I don't know that. But it does seem clear to me that they haven't figured out a direction yet. They want to be aggressive, but being aggressive does, in and of itself, means zero. Zero.
Wow.
That's what it means.
Yeah,
unless Steph Curry is given participation trophy points to Lacob for trying.
He's not. You just heard those words.
I guess not.
But
I don't know.
Partner, I got to let y'all call me Queen Latifah, because I'm about – what set me off about that sound from Draymond, Steiny, it's like you're trying to give yourself your own medal. Oh, it could help me. But I just thinking so. I'm thinking about the team, so I told them don't do it. Like, you are really that thirsty for credit, Steiny? And I don't think it popped off that way, but just that type of person, whatever their name is, like, that is so fraudulent. You know, it could help us now, but it won't help us in the future. I got my chicken, so I'm thinking about the future. So what do you want? An award, Draymond? you want an award? That just, come on, that's not who I am and what I'm about. And it's, Steiny, that hurt. I got out to bed yesterday. When I heard that, I said, you got to be kidding me. He didn't just say that, but he did.
He did.
Let me let the rest of the NBA know the Warriors were this close to pulling off some trades, and he put it out there like he has the power to nix it. That's what I don't like.
Well, that's what hits me, too. Well, about seven things hit me about Draymond Green.
I'm going to get some hot water.
I'll be honest. You know, like, and Willard brought this up.
He said, regardless
of who it is, you can't throw the front office under the bus like that. He also, he said, you know, part of the reason it bothers people is because it is Draymond, but if it were anybody,
that's deep.
It still wouldn't work. And, you know, the thing is, it is Draymond doing it. And I got to tell you, how can you be a Warrior fan and not wonder if this guy...
That said it all.
I don't know.
And here I go, Goot, coming from the top rope. This is on top of you telling the world, you and KD, about what they wanted to do, Kerr and Myers, and you just told the world everything. And it's like, can you once just take a step back and think how this makes everybody else look, Dre? But the answer to that is nope.
You just will never know how it truly plays within the organization. Some of the things Draymond says and does. Then again, we do kind of know how it plays because he's still here and he's still doing it.
But the 4400 didn't hurt. That's the worst thing on the Warriors' books right now. But you were okay doing that deal. You weren't worried about the future then, Steiny.
Well, I mean, if he's really worried about the future right now, he would say to Joe Lacob, let's take my player option 3 years from now, off the table. Yeah. Let's just, I'll tell you, I'll just retire in two. Let's take that last $27 million off the books. You know why? Because it's not going to help us long term.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Some calls lining up. We got to get into this. There's so many different avenues we can go down. But you know what? To me, they all lead back to the most important player in this organization, and that is Steph Curry. And what's he thinking? And how can we keep Steph Curry in a Warrior uniform for as long as possible? All right. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.